السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل صلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him Azza wa Jal to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the story of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. In the sense, we started the story of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. We spoke about his mother Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, and how Zakaria alayhi salatu wa salam, he looked after her. We spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and the conveyance of glad tidings unto her that she is going to give birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we also spoke about the birth of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and we mentioned that the people of the town, they had spread this rumor against Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. They were talking bad about Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. They were talking bad about Al Imran, like we mentioned yesterday. And now she's carrying the newborn baby, i.e. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and as she makes her way to the town, the people, they start hurling accusations at her. You know, they start flinging accusations at her, and they start speaking very harshly to her. And what did we say yesterday? What had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam? Not to talk. She had to keep quiet. So what she did was, we mentioned yesterday that she pointed to the child, and they made a mockery out of it. They said, how can the child speak? You're pointing towards the child. How can the child speak? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the noble Quran, the minute she pointed to the child, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, the minute she pointed towards the child, and the minute they said, قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا, how can we talk to a child who, how can we talk to a newborn child? It's impossible, that's not going to happen. No sooner they said that, this child, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him, he started to speak. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, he said, I am Abdullah, in the sense, I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me kitab, the scripture, and وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, he has made me a prophet, he has made me a messenger. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. And then he goes on to say, and he has blessed me wherever I be, and he has enjoined upon me, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, he has enjoined, he has prescribed upon me الصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ and الزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا, as long as I live. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, and he has made me dutiful. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي, he has made me dutiful unto my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, and he has not made me arrogant or doomed for that matter. You know, شَقِيًّا is that he has not made me doomed. Instead, he has made me of those who are blessed. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, an important point to highlight, no sooner Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, a great phenomenon takes place all around the planet. All around the planet. So much to the extent that historians mention that all over, idols that were being worshipped in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to fall one after the other the minute Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. Idols all over the place that were being worshipped in place of Allah, you know, in association to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, began to fall all over the place. The devils became perturbed, became disturbed, and they started to wonder as to what was happening. They started to, you know, fly all over the place, and they were being stoned, they were being chased everywhere by the angels, and they wanted to know what is this great event that has taken place to cause such a chain of events. And Shaitan himself, he sends out his minions to go check as to what has happened. Go and find out what has happened on earth, you know, on planet earth, to cause about these chain of events. The devils, the shayateen, they fly and they scatter about, checking and trying to find out until they reach Baytul Lahm, until they reach Bethlehem, and then they witness the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are petrified because this baby is surrounded with so many angels. And in general, what did we say? Shaytan, he goes and literally pinches every newborn child, and that's why the child cries. But now they wanted to do this same thing to this child because they sense something miraculous surrounding the child. There was this aura of goodness around the child, so they wanted to disturb it, and they wanted to disturb the child. They tried to make advances towards the child, but the angels protected the child, protected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because of the dua of not Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. We mentioned the other day, Hannah. What did she say? Inni u'iluha bika wa durriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. I seek protection in you, Ya Allah, in regard to her as well as her offspring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam as well as her son Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The shayateen, they could not even touch a single hair on the body of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes on to inform the people, wassalamu alayya yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. And assalam, may peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I shall be raised alive, the day I shall be resurrected. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and that was Isa, the son of Maryam, قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. It was a statement of truth, a clear statement of truth about which they were disputing about. They had doubts in regard to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. They had doubts in regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was something that they were disputing about. Now very swiftly, in regard to this miraculous event that took place, what? A newborn baby talking. There are words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that go to this particular effect. لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَ. That amongst the children who spoke in their cradle, there were three of them, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to mention them. Isa wa sabiyyun kana fi zamani Juraij. There was a newborn child during the time of an individual by the name Juraij, and also sabiyyun akhar, that was another young child. So in this particular narration, three children are mentioned. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we just mentioned his story, in the sense the event that took place when he spoke, and then Sabiyyun kana fi zamani Juraij. Now who was Juraij? Very swiftly, Juraij was a very pious worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of the Banu Israel. He was an ardent worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of Banu Israel, and because of this he spent most of his time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to fast. He used to make a lot of dua. He used to spend his time in ibadah. He used to spend a lot of time in ibadah. At a given point, the people of the village, at some point, they started to envy him. A faction of the people of the village, and they started to hatch a plan against him. There was this challenge that came up that no one can, you know, deter or make Juraij waver from his ibadah, from his worship unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there was this one lady who took up the challenge. Now, why did she take up the challenge? The story along the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions this particular story. Once Juraij was praying, he was in salah, he was praying, okay? And whilst he was praying, his mother called him. Now he was offering a nafil prayer. He was offering an optional prayer. He was in salah and his mother calls him. Now he's in salah and he starts thinking, you know, my prayer or my mother? My prayer or my mother? And he chooses prayer. He ignores his mother. This was day one, day two, day three. This keeps on happening. She comes, she calls. He is in ibadah. He refuses to answer the call of his mother. Instead, he persists in his worship until one day she loses it and she makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, my son, he did not obey me, in the sense he did not answer my call. Let him not die until he sees the faces of the prostitutes. Allahu Akbar. This was a very strong dua that she made against her son. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, and may He help us to treat our parents with excellence upon excellence. Ameen. So what happens after a given period of time? Like I said, this particular lady from the village, she takes up the challenge to try and tempt, to try and seduce Juraij. Now one day she makes her way by the worship area of Juraij. Juraij was in worship. She tried to seduce him, she tried to tempt him, but because he was such an ardent worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not give in to his base lustful desires. No, he chased her away. Now she had to go back to the village and tell them that she had succeeded, because she had taken up the challenge, right? So on her way back to the village, she encountered a shepherd and she indulged in that which is haram, i.e. zina, fornication, adultery with that particular shepherd. After a given period of time, she becomes pregnant. She goes around town telling, this is Juraij, this child belongs to Juraij. This child belongs to Juraij. A lie against Juraij, because she had indulged in that which is haram with a shepherd, not with Juraij, with a shepherd. But she went around town spreading this false rumor that the child belongs to Juraij. Now the people of the village, they respected Juraij, because Juraij was a very righteous individual, a pious individual. The minute this story started making its rounds, they started to feel like Juraij is a hypocrite. He, portrays himself as a very righteous, a very pious individual, but behind our backs he has gone and indulged in that which is haram, i.e. zina with this particular lady. They get so angry, they get so upset, they go to the worship place of Juraij and they break it into pieces, and they drag Juraij out and start dragging him onto the streets. They drag him onto the streets and they take him past a very shady place. In general, where most of the brothels and most of the prostitutes live. And at that point, whilst Juraij was being dragged out there, there was a big commotion. All the prostitutes come out to look at what's going on. And then Juraij looks up at them and then he realizes. What was it? The dua of his mother. Let my son not die until he looks at the faces of the prostitutes. He is now looking at so many prostitutes and he is in a very humiliated state. They're all looking down at him. What's going on? This man, wasn't he supposed to be a righteous man? Why is he being dragged on the streets? So he was being humiliated. They drag him to a very prominent area in the city, like perhaps the town square or whatever it is, and they start to interrogate and question Juraij. And Juraij asks them, what's your problem? Why have you done this to me? I've not done anything wrong. Then they go on to tell him, this lady, she claims that this child is your child. What do you have to say, Juraij? Juraij then prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the will of Allah azza wa jal, he looks at the child, he actually looks at the newborn child, the child was born at that time, and he asks the child, who is your father? Who is your father? By the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah, the child articulates words. The child speaks and points to the shepherd, that individual is my father, you are not my father. Now, Juraij was cleared of all of the accusations that they had hurled at him. The people felt so bad because they had dragged a righteous, pious man. They had humiliated him. They had broken down his place of worship. They started to apologize profusely. And then they offer, Ya Juraij, let us build your place of worship. If you want, we'll build it out of gold and silver. Please forgive us. Juraij says, please, I don't need gold and silver. Just build it the way it was, out of mud and straw. That will suffice. And just leave me alone to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very righteous individual, but he had to go through that particular fitna, the particular trial, the particular challenge, because of what? He failed in terms of his duty to his mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to fulfill our duties and responsibilities towards our parents. Ameen. The other, wasabiyun akhar, another child. This child too was at the time of Banu Israel, a lady. She was nursing her child, she was breastfeeding her little child, when a handsome rider, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this as well, there was a handsome rider that gallops away while she was breastfeeding her child. The lady looks at that handsome rider with so much of admiration and she says, how I wish, I pray that my child becomes like that handsome rider. The child takes its mouth away from breastfeeding and looks at the mother and says, the child prays, the child articulates words. It prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, don't make me like that handsome rider. Don't make me like that handsome rider. After a while, a slave woman was being dragged on the streets. People were, beating her, throwing slippers at her. She was being humiliated, dragged on the streets. The mother looks at that lady with so much of worry and she prays, "Ya Allah, don't make my child like this slave woman." The child again takes its mouth away, "Ya Allah, make me like that slave woman." The mother is surprised. She looks at the child, "Child, what are you doing? You say, you pray to Allah that you don't want to become like the handsome rider, and now you're praying that you want to become like this slave woman." Then the child goes on to explain. The handsome rider who went by, he looks handsome and all, you know, bling bling from out, but in reality, he is a tyrant, an oppressor, someone who has angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the slave woman who is being dragged, she looks humiliated, she looks, you know, in the eyes of the people, they all look down on her. But in reality, she has been accused unjustly of theft and fornication. Whilst in reality, she is innocent. And no doubt, they will, you know, exact retribution. They might punish her. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she is innocent. And because of that, she will be rewarded immensely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I should be like that slave girl. So this is the other child that spoke, a newborn child that spoke according to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was one more child. This is also mentioned in the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is in regard to the people of the trench. This is not something that we got to discuss because of lack of time, but inshallah we'll try to touch on it another time, inshallah ta'ala. The people of the trench, during that particular period, what happened was there was a trench dug and there were people being pushed into the trench. There was fire that was filled up in the trench and people were being punished by a tyrant ruler. There was this one lady who was about to be thrown into that pit of fire, and she kind of hesitated. Why were they being thrown? Because they refused to worship that tyrant ruler. Instead, they opted to worship one Allah. So they were being pushed into the pit as a form of punishment. This lady hesitated because she had a young child with her. And she hesitated a bit because, and you know, her heart kind of wavered a little. That's when the child, you know, encouraged her and pushed her forward. "Ya Ummah, oh my mother, go forward, go forward." This child also spoke, "Because you are on the truth, oh my mother, go forward." So this was the other child that spoke during his infancy, according to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, quickly getting back to the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because we have to wrap it off today inshallah ta'ala. From a very young age, there was always something special about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was always something special, and he used to spend time with other children, playing with them and all of that, but there was always this aura of, you know, something miraculous around Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So much to the extent that even at a very small age, he used to inform the children, he used to inform the young children about what they had eaten at home. Now this was something only they knew, but he used to inform them. Not that he knew things of the unseen world or that he had access to it, he was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard, and he used to inform them about what they had eaten. He also used to inform them about the food that they had in stock at home. Now they were very amazed, because this was something, no one had access to this kind of information, and he informed them about what they had in stock at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in the noble Quran in this regard, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ أَنِّي يَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ And I inform you of what you eat, bi-idhnillah, obviously, by the will of Allah. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ And what you store in your houses. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ And surely therein is a sign, if only you were mu'minun, if only you were to believe. So people were amazed. This started to make its rounds. Now that Isa, a young boy, he's informing people of things that, you know, only they knew of. He had access to that kind of information. People were amazed. And gradually what happened was this amazement of the Banu Israel transformed in a very bad way, into hatred and envy, the Banu Israel. Now they started to plot to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his beloved mother Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal inspires Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam to leave now, because they were plotting to harm them. Allah inspires her to leave with her little son, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and to take refuge in a particular location. وَجَعَلْنَا بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ. We made the son of Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his mother as a sign, and we gave them refuge, we gave them protection on a high ground, Rabwa, a place of rest, security, and flowing streams. There were flowing rivers by this particular location. Now, in this particular location, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he started to grow, he started to flower into a handsome, strong youth. And he, being a prophet of Allah, he loved to spend most of his time in seclusion, in deep reflection, thought and prayer. He used to spend most of his time in seclusion. Now one day he passes by a graveyard. He notices a lady weeping. She's crying by a particular grave. He goes by her and he asks her, "Why are you crying?" She says, "I had only one daughter, and that daughter, she passed away, and now I have taken a vow that I will not leave her side until she comes back to life, or until I perish here, until I die." Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks at her and says, "What if I were to pray to Allah, and if Allah were to give her life, and if she were to talk to you, will you go back home?" To which she says, "O Prophet of Allah, if that happens, I will do it. I will go back if I speak to her, and if I hear what she has to say." Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He prays to Allah, "Ya Allah, give life to this girl. By your permission, by your will, let her get up." After praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes by the grave. He commands the girl, "O young girl, get up by the permission of Allah. Get up by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The first time he commanded her, nothing happened. The second time, the grave kind of shook. The third time he commanded her, the grave cracked open, and this girl gets up. Her hair had all turned grey and white, you know. Her hair had turned, she was a young girl, but her hair had all turned white. The minute she saw her mother, her heart was filled with happiness. The mother was also happy, and the mother was rejoicing, trying to talk to her. Then the girl, after talking to her mother, she asked her mother, "Oh my mother, why did you ask the Prophet of Allah to pray to Allah to resurrect me? I don't want to go through sakaras again. That pain is so bad that I don't want to ever experience it again. Why did you ask the Prophet of Allah to pray to Allah to resurrect me again?" And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked her, "Young girl, when I first commanded you by the permission of Allah, why did you not get up? The second time too, you did not get up. You got up only, you stood up only on the third call. Why?" Then she went on to explain, "Well, when you first commanded me to stand up, what happened was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to gather my body together. The second time you commanded me, Allah azza wa jal permitted the angels to release my soul back into my body. The third time you commanded me, I heard the grave crack open, and that's when I was able to stand up." "Young girl, why is your hair white?" She said, "I got up thinking that the day of Qiyamah had begun." Allahu Akbar. The fear literally turned my hair white. "But then when I got up and saw my mother, and when I saw you, O Prophet of Allah, my heart was at ease. But I don't wish to remain on the face of this earth. Please pray to Allah that I should die, I should pass on to the next world." Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays to Allah, and then she goes back into the grave. Now this was a miracle, another sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this news spreads amongst the people as well, and now they come to a conclusion that he is indeed a prophet of Allah. He has been bestowed all kinds of miracles by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens is now Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's following starts to grow. There are people who are now believing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They start to believe in the message of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now those who followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were known as Al-Hawariyun. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran in regard to the Hawariyun, وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. They were the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Hawariyun. Allah says, when I, Allah, put in the hearts of al-Hawariyin, the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to believe in me and to believe in his messenger, they started to believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So all of the individuals who believed in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, they were known as al-Hawariyun. Why were they known as al-Hawariyun? Well, the word Hawariyun comes from the sense, the root, similar to Hur'in. It comes from a meaning of whiteness, because one opinion of the historians is that they used to generally dress white. They were always dressed in white. They were very clean individuals who used to dress white most of the time, and that's why they were known as Al-Hawariyun. That's why they were known as Al-Hawariyun. So now his following started to grow. They started to believe in him, that his number, in the sense his group of followers started to grow rapidly. And at one point, now this group of followers, they had seen so many signs. They had seen so many signs of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they were still not content. They asked him, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, we wish to see a very prominent sign. We wish to see a very prominent sign, and we want to see more signs." So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we talk about the prominent sign. In regard to the other signs, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Noble Quran, وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفَخُ فِيهِ فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. What he did was, he made a figure of a bird using clay. He made a figure of a bird and he breathed into it, and by the will of Allah, that piece of clay became a live bird and it flew away. This was another sign bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. He started to cure people who were afflicted with leprosy. People who were born blind, he started to cure them by the permission of Allah, by the will of Allah. He started to cure their leprosy. In general, leprosy was not a disease that they could cure at that time. He cured it by the will of Allah. People who were born blind, he prayed to Allah and they were given sight so that they could see with clarity. These were all miracles bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. He prayed to Allah and he resurrected the dead with the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many signs, but even after all those signs, the Jews, the Banu Israel, they did not believe in him. The Banu Israel, they did not believe in him. Instead, they started to hate him more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بِنَا مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We gave Isa, the son of Maryam, al-bayyinat, clear signs. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And we supported him, we offered him assistance with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّابْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question, is it that whenever there came to you a messenger with what you yourselves did not desire, because they were still upon the religion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even though they had distorted it, they did not like the message that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came with, so فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبُتُمْ. And all many other prophets as well, like we mentioned, they killed Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Banu Israel, they killed Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ. One group of messengers used to deny them, used to belie them. And وَفَرِيقًا تَقُتُلُونَ. And another group of messengers, you yourselves killed them. Allahu Akbar. What great a sin than to kill a messenger of Allah, than to kill a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to kill messengers, they used to kill the prophets of Allah. And as we will discuss, they plotted against Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself. He kept on persisting in terms of calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until one day the Hawariyun, his disciples, they go to him and they ask him, "O Prophet of Allah, we want a very prominent, a very manifest sign to be shown to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. They go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, "Ya Isa, Do you think it's possible for your Lord to send down a table laden with food from the heavens? Is it possible for your Lord to send down a table full of food from the heavens? Is it possible? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam looked at them and said, "Ittaqullah, fear Allah and be conscious of Him. In kuntum mu'minin, if you are believers, why are you asking for all these signs? You have seen so many signs. Now why this table laden with food?" Then they go on to, you know, put forward excuses. Nuridu an na'kula minha, we want to eat from it, you know, blessed food at the end of the day. Watatuma'inna qulubuna, yes, we have seen signs, but the minute we see this sign, our hearts will be at ease, we won't have any doubts henceforth. Wa na'lam an qad sadaqtana wa nakuna 'alayha min ash-shahidin, so that, you know, we can be witnesses. They started to make excuses. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he informs them, look, if you are going to ask for a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's going to affect everybody. But they still wanted, they wanted to see the sign. He prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama.
He prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, send down for us from the heavens a table laden with food. Laden with food. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا, so that it will be a festival and a source of sustenance for the first of us as well as the last of us. وَارْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, provide us with sustenance, for you are the best of sustainers. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a complete surah in the Noble Quran titled as Al-Ma'idah, and this incident is mentioned in Surah Ma'idah as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He answers the dua of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and a table descends. Angels bring down a table laden with food and drink that they had never ever seen. Because where is it coming from? From Jannah. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. A Jannah, a paradise no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, nor has it crossed the mind of any human being. You can have the most creative, most imaginative mind on earth, and you can imagine Jannah all you want, but know for a fact that Jannah will be a billion times better than that, because it has not crossed the mind of any human being. So food is coming from Jannah. So you can just imagine how tasty and what kind of delicacies must have been on that table. It comes down, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then looks at them and says, you ask for it, now please partake of the food. There were thousands and thousands of them, but they were so petrified the minute they saw this spectacle that they did not take a step forward. They did not budge an inch because they were scared. They were scared to partake of the food. They were thinking something might happen to us. Most of them did not partake except the poor. The poor and the needy, they jumped forward because they were so hungry. The poor, the weak, the needy, they rushed to the table and they started to eat the food. The rich, the powerful, they stayed behind and they thought, let's see what's happening to them first and then maybe we'll think about eating. The poor started to eat. There were individuals who were sick with all kinds of diseases, leprosy, all kinds of diseases, blindness, some were deaf, some couldn't talk. The minute they consumed that blessed food, all their sicknesses were cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the minute they finished eating, the table was raised, no one else could eat. This was another great miracle bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But even after witnessing so many signs, they did not believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He kept on calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His followers started to increase by the day, but the main bulk of them, okay, these the Jews, the Yahud from Banu Israel, they refused to believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. By the day, their hate, animosity, their anger towards him started to increase more and more. And now what they did, they planned against him. They send word to the neighboring kingdoms, to the neighboring kings. Look, there's this individual by the name of Isa. His band of followers are increasing by the day. And his plan is to usurp all the power that belongs to you all, the neighboring kingdoms. The kings were upset. They all looked at them and said, okay, so what do you propose that we should do? We propose, there's no other solution. You have to put an end to this by killing Isa. Kill him and your kingdoms will be safe. So the kings now all plot together and they decide to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All of them gather, they all get together to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this plan was going on outside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of planners. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plan, we all plan, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. And Allah plans as well. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of planners. Allah Azza wa Jal informs Isa alayhi salatu wa salam,
إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ.
And remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Isa, I am going to take you. I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of all the forged statements that they have raised against you, that for example that you are the son of Allah and whatnot, of those who disbelieve, وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ, and I will make those who follow you, وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, O Isa, I am going to raise you up to the heavens. I am going to raise you up to the heavens. Now the fateful day arrives, they have all gathered, they're planning, they have plotted to kill Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now where was Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? We need to get our facts straight. Because some of us, you know, still go with the biblical version of the story of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. We are Muslims, remember. We are Muslims, we don't go with the biblical version. We go with what the Quran teaches us, what the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. So let us get our facts straight. A few more minutes, let's focus inshaAllah ta'ala. He was seated in a house. He was seated in a house, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and books of history mention, with 12 of his disciples. Who are the disciples? Al-Hawariyun. He was seated with 12 of his disciples. The enemies were hunting far and wide to kill him. They had all plotted. They had come to a conclusion, we're going to kill him. They were hunting all over the city. Where is Isa? Where is Isa? To kill him, to put an end to him. Allahu Akbar. Allah had informed him about this and he was waiting. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They hunt for him. There was a manhunt going on until finally they find out where he is based, where he is located. They make their way to that house. They make their way to that house. And now they knock the door very harshly. They knock the door very harshly. Open the door, we want to come in. Is Isa inside there? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the minute he heard the knock, he looked at his disciples and he asked them, which one of you is ready to take my place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that individual upon my resemblance, which one of you is ready to take my place? I guarantee that individual who takes my place, a close companionship in Jannah, he will be with me in Jannah. The youngest of them all. Look, the importance of the youth, the youngsters. The youngest of them all, Allahu Akbar. He gets up and says, O Prophet of Allah, I am ready. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam looks at him. He's young, very tender age. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam dismisses him and, you know, addresses the crowd again. Which one of you is ready to take my place? Allah will make him resemble me and I guarantee him close companionship in Jannah with me. Which one of you? Again, this youngster gets up and says, O Prophet of Allah, I am ready to take your place. Finally, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam looks at him, he prays for him and says, so be it, you will take my place. No sooner Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said this, the knocking at the door was getting intensified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, the roof suddenly caves in, the angels start to descend to lift Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to raise him up to the heavens. The angels come and they take Isa alayhi salatu wasalam very swiftly. The disciples are all witnessing the Prophet of Allah, their Prophet, is being raised up to the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sooner he was raised, the roof goes back to its original position, and this youngster who volunteered to take the place of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam suddenly looked exactly like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was this resemblance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about in regard to that youngster. The people now, they can't take it any longer. They barge into the house, they storm into the house, and they look at this youngster. There he is. Catch him, get a hold of him. They catch him, they drag him out onto the streets, they drag him to a public area, and they kill him in a very painful manner, this particular youngster. Now the biblical version, they believe Jesus died for us, Jesus was crucified, the cross, all of these things are the biblical version. According to us, Isa, Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, was not killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned in the ayah, it qala Allahu ya Isa inni mutawaffik wa rafi'uka ilayk. I will raise you, I will take you, I will raise you unto me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam up to the heavens. They thought that they had killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They started to rejoice, the Yahud. They started to rejoice, they started to celebrate. We have killed him, we have put an end to his mission, to his propagation. That's it with him. They started to celebrate, but in reality, they hadn't killed him. And he, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will descend soon by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will wage war against the kuffar, against the disbelievers. And mainly, he will put an end to the leader of them all, Dajjal. He will kill Dajjal. Allah azza wa jal will send him down. By the permission of Allah, he will kill Dajjal. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he makes mention of a narration where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "By the one in whose hand is my soul, definitely the son of Maryam will soon descend amongst you, and he will be a just judge. He will break the cross, he will destroy the cross, he will kill the pig, he will abolish jizya, and wealth will be so abundant that no one will even want to accept it, because there will be so much of wealth, there will be so much of barakah, until a single sajda will be better than the world and all it contains." This particular narration is mentioned in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. With that, the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to an end. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I thank you all. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this month of Ramadan from us. Please say Ameen. We ask Him to accept the series from us. We ask Him to accept the time that we spent together for the sake of Allah to discuss the lives of the most beloved of His creation, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Ameen. We ask Him to accept the good that we did during this month in terms of our fasting, salah, sadaqat, recitation of the Quran, seeking of knowledge. We ask Allah azza wa jal to bless us all to attain many more months of Ramadan. As a closing note, I would like to say that if there were any mistakes in what I have conveyed unto you, because after all we are human beings, we are prone to err. If I have made any mistakes, know for a fact that the mistakes are from me and from Shaitan. And all of which was correct and upright, which I forwarded to you, is solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive all of our sins, accept our good deeds, and just as how He kept uniting us every single day, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah. I thank you all for coming almost every single day and being a part of this event. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should bless us with more opportunities, that we unite for His sake, that we meet in the future as well. And I profess my sincere love. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.